All right. Okay, so I guess we can start. Actually, those that are familiar with what I'm involved in for a while already, about the last year or two, is a higher bias, and that caused me to go through the sugyas more thoroughly as I possibly can. And one of the things that I was amazed about is that, at least personally, I could say I didn't realize how frequently some of the things we take for granted, really its origin lies in higher bias, and how what an impact higher bias has on many things that we do. And this is one example, learned the sugya with some of the guys this past year, and when Ellie asked me to give a share, I said, okay, I think this would be a good idea. So we're going to start off with Tachanun and the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber, Dinei Nefilas Apayim. Now you notice that from the words itself, it says, the laws are falling on your face. Now, we usually just take that as a very loose expression, but I'm not so sure about that. And as we start the Mechaber, Mechaber says, okay, I end up in Tachanun and Nefilas Apayim. Okay, now I'll talk, we'll come back to that. And then it says, Kishinofal Alpanav, when you fall on your face, no gulahatos outside small. The meaning is to lean on your left side. So again, the word falling on your face is used, and it's a little bit of curiosity. And you look at the Mishnah Berurah says, let's see, says, Kishinofal Alpanav. So Mishnah Berurah says, Hine nefias apayim shenogu bo b'yom ha-rishonim, the nefias apayim, which was the minig in the days of the Rishonim, hayu b'dech kida, was done in the method of kida. So let's get that out of the way so we'll get the terminology clear. So if we look at the one second, what about to see what's on? The Gemara in Brachos. Daf Lamadal on the Bays, So the Gemara says it's about eight, nine lines down. The two dots there. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braisa, Kida Alapayim. When you do Kida, all these are forms of bowing down. When you do kida, it's on your face. Shenema v'atokad basheva payim eretz. Basheva, bow down before David HaMelech, her face in the ground. Kriya al birkayim. When you do kriya, it's on your knees. Shenema chura al birkav. He bowed on his knees. Hishtachava, when you do hishtachava, zo pishut yudayim v'raglayim. That's spreading out your hands and your legs. Shenema havo nevo ani ve'imcho v'achecho shtachav zilcho arza. I, your mother, shall go and bow down to you on the ground. So kida and ishtachavoya, they have a similar component that both of them, your face has to hit the ground. That's a whole question. With kida, do you, without your knees, with your, it doesn't matter. But the main thing is kida is your face on the ground. And ishtachavoya is you actually lay down flat on the ground. It says, Pishut, you're dying for a glam. So the Pishut, you're dying for a glam. You spread out the hands and your legs flat on the ground. Oh. So those are the three terminology that we have. So actually we need is Kida and Ishtachavaya. So now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah says, the Yom HaRishonim in the early days, Hoye Derech Kida. The Derech they did, what we call Tachanun, was through the method of Kida. The Hainu, and he explains it. Lipal Panav, Arza, you put your face in the ground. Vishalol Pishu Yudayim V'Raglayim. And they didn't do Pishu Yudayim V'Raglayim. V'Achshav Lo Nogu Lipal Panayim, Mamish. Now we're not knowing that anymore. Now he doesn't say, why not? It's a very interesting statement. Says, this is the minhag of Rishonim. These do Kida, and now we don't do it anymore. How'd that happen? Why did we change? So I think that now we have to go to the Rambam. So he says that's the way the Rishonim did it. So let's check on the Rishonim and let's start with the Rambam. So the first Rambam that we have over here is Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Vav. So if you look at Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Vav, so the Rambam first talks about Matzeva. It's not a topic. And we then go in, Matzeva is awesome in the Torah, fine. And then he says, in that halacha, v'chein evin maskis. And also, the rule, the halacha, the pasuk, the issa of evin maskis. Evin maskis is a stone, hamur b'Torah, which is said in the Torah. Yeah, so that is, when I get the pasuk, that's in Vayikra. Once I take a look at the pasuk, I'm going to bring it down, then I'll put it down, but it's in Vayikra. Hang on. Vayikra, Perek Chavav. Ah, the end of Baha. So it says in the pasuk, Perek Chavav, pasuk Aleph. Says in the pasuk, Lo sasu lechem elilim. Shouldn't make any Avodah Zarah. Ufeso umatseva, lo sakim lechem. Okay, a pesel is that right? Then it says, Evin maskis, lo sitnu ba'artzachem. You should not have an Evin maskis, a stone floor in your land to bow down on it. You should not have a stone floor in your land to bow down on it. That's the Issa Midrash to have Evin maskis. So the Rambam says, back in the Rambam, even though you bow down on the Evin Maskis, in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loka, you get malchus. You can't do it. Shenema, because it says, this is the pasuk we just quoted, maskis lo sitnu ba'atzachem, l'shtachavos aleh. You shouldn't bow down on an Evin Maskis. Now, an Evin Maskis doesn't have to be like a mountain, a whole pile. The floor, if the floor is made of stones, it has to be opposed to what we call venom, bricks. A brick is not considered Evin Maskis. It's refashioned. But Evin Maskis is you take stones from the street and you put them on in your floor and you use that as your floor. If you remember, in the old days, a lot of times they have cobblestone streets. I don't know if you see them anymore, but we used to see them. Those were basically Evin Maskis. You have some old shuls in Yerushalayim. They built this. That was one of the methods they used for building. They used these stones, and they put them in the shul, and that came to the ground floor. So on that floor, the Harabayas, had to been stones. Couldn't be carved out stones. Had to been stones that we take from nature and put them on the ground. So it says, so you're not allowed to bow down to that. If you have a shul which has Evin Maskis, natural stones, not bricks, but natural stones, Issa D'Oraisa, to bow down to that, even if you bow down to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Issa D'Oraisa. Why? So Ram said, Mei Shekeinu Yidech Avodah Zarah. This is the way the Avodah Zarah. Nich Evin, Lefnei, L'shtachavos Aleha. To again, L'shtachavos Aleha, to bow down. Bowing down. Lashem. You can't do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Ram says very clearly, and the Issa is only when Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, you spread out your hands on your feet on the ground. V'nimsa kulu motola, and your whole body's laying on it. Shazohi shtachavoyim b'tara. This is the Shtachavoyah that the Torah describes. So that's Nisa Deraisa. Then the Rambam says, Bameh Durum Amurim, what is it talking about? Bashar Ratzos. All other countries or lands. Avo Migdosh, on the Migdosh Muta. It's Muta. Shtachavos Hashem Lavanim. It's Muta to do it on stones. Shinema lo sitnu ba'atzachem Shtachavos Aleha. You shouldn't do it in your country, in your land, in your residence. In your own areas, you can't do it. But you can do it on the stones that are mufutzolos. That means stones that were taken from the ground, and you put them as the floor in the Harabayas. So there, you could do it. So you do whatever maskus, So in Har HaBayis, you do Ishtachavoya and Har HaBayis, and other places, it's Asa, and this is the Raisa. So then the Rambam goes on to say, Ubnezeh, and because of this, Nogu Yisrael, all of Klai Yisrael, had the minig, La'atziyah machatzolos, about the kinesios, they used to put a mat in the shuls, haratzufos bavanam, the shuls that had stone floors. Remember, those days were very common. Like I said, you still see in some of the old shuls in Eretz Israel. But the Rambam says the minig was to put a mat covering these floors, omine kash for tevin, or straw and stubble, lahavdil ben pneim uben avonim. So I'm saying you lay out a mat to separate between you and the avonim, then it's good. That's good. So the Rambam says, why do you do it in the shuls? Why are you doing the shuls? Because the Rambam holds. Let's just stop here for a minute. Let's go to the Rambam and Tefillah. We're on this point here. Let's go to the Rambam and Tefillah. Rambam is in Tefillah. Yes, that's the famous Rambam, where Rambam says in Perekei, the eight things that a person who davens should be very careful to do them. And if you're pressed or an ones or so on and so forth, it's not makev. It's not makev. So eight things the Rambam lists that if you can't do, it's not makev. And I just want to say, I'm going to go through them, but first is a midah, standing up. If you can't stand up, you should daven sitting down. I remember when I used to daven by Rav Hankins, in his house, he was very old then. He sat the whole time, never got up, it was hard for him to get up. Also, I use this on a plane, you know, it's, first of all, most of the times it makes a chil Hashem, you're blocking, you see people, they stand in the middle of the aisle, and they're davening like as if it was Yom Kippur, and people can't get through, and they scream at them. So, it's a good way to make a chil Hashem, but you can daven sitting down, it's not makev. At the face of the Mikdash. Yeah, okay, all right. And then the last thing he goes into, last two hakriya, bowing down, Vishtachavaya is our word, Vishtachavaya. So it seems to me, Vishtachavaya is Pishi Dayan Raglayim, and fits in very well with the Rambam in Ilchos Avodah Zarah. So that's why we put mats in the shuls. So she's able to accomplish Ishtahavaya. So it's clear that the Rambam held that Ishtahavaya was part of Tefillah, was part of Tefillah. Yeah. Let's go back to Avodah Zarah again. Let's go back to Avodah Zarah. So yes, that's what Rambam says. That was the minhag to put mats out in the shuls. So to be separate between you and the floor. Now it says, "V'im lo motza dava mavdil ben ilav and aven." Now say, you can't find it. You come to shul. They don't have the mat down there. Holech lo makamachem mishtachavoyah. Go someplace else. Why don't you go someplace else? Go someplace where there is no stone floor. Oh, shochal tzido mater. Or lean on your side. So your face shouldn't be in the ground. Oh. So Rambam here gives you a second suggestion that if you can't do Ishtachavaya, then you lay it on the side. That really comes from our Gemara. It's the Gemara that we just read in Brachos. Go back to Gemara read in Brachos. So the Gemara says, Tuba Ishtachavaya. Yes, right where we left off, Amar Avchia Barei D'Ravuna, Chazina Lula Bayavro, I saw Bayavro, the Matsule Atzluye. That means he leaned on the side. He didn't put his face, like the Rambam says, he didn't put his face in the ground, but he leaned on the side. So the Rambam gives you an alternative way. And the alternative way is that you lean on the side. If you can't do it on the ground, you lean on the side. But if you could do Ishtachavaya, that seems to be the preferred way. Now just one second, since we're here, ready, let's just finish up. Allah has Mishtachav Hashem Alavanim Hamufutzos below Pishidam Vraglayim Ainu Loke. But if you do it on a stone below Pishidam, you don't get Malkus. I will mark no so Malkus Madras. So if you're on a stone floor and you do not do pishi yidayim v'raglayim. So it's not isur d'oraisa, but it's isur d'rabbanan. Yeah, avlavoy d'zora achas shtachav pishi yidayim for this asi, even just laying on the side. Okay. So it seemed to be that the preferred way to do, and that's called nefilas apayim. I know what it means. Put your face on the floor. And the Rambam's giving you two choices. The first choice is what she seems to be saying, the preferred choice, shtachavaya, bowing down, facing the ground, stretched out. Second choice, a little bit on the side, slanting a little bit on the side. Maybe it's a little similar to Kida. Okay, but that's the second way. Now, if you go back into the Rambam in Tefillah, let's look at the Rambam a little more in Tefillah. Oops, Rambam a little more in Tefillah. So if you go back to the Rambam in Tefillah in the same parak we were before, back to Rambam in Tefillah in the same parak that we were before. Yeah, let's look a little bit. It goes into Kriya. Yeah, and then, yeah. Okay. And then the Rambam says, Halacha Yud Gimel. Perkei Halacha Yud Gimel. So Rambam says, Shtachavoya, Ketzad. Shtachavoya, how do you do Shtachavoya? Ketzad. So it says, Achashav Bia Rosho, Mikriya Chamishis. After, you know, the five times about that, you say, Osa Shalom, you pick up your head. So Rambam says, Yoshev L'Aretz. You sit down on the ground. V'nofal Alpanov, Arza. Very clear, put your face in the ground. Umeschane, and you do Trina. Bechol tachnum sheyetza. All tachnum that you want to add on, good. Okay, kri amur bechol mokom al bekayim. Kido, yes, alapayim. Shtachavoya, it's a pishi davach motamoto aponav art. Rambam is very clear what a shtachavoya is. Remember, the Rambam calls, we call tachanan. On the call, the Rambam calls a shtachavoya, doesn't call it tachanan. He says, you do, you say tachnunim there, but it's called the shtachavoya. Yeah. And then he says, Halacha Yudalid, Kshios Nefilas Panim, we do Nefilas Panim, Achat Tefila, so now he says a little bit, again, some do Kida, some do Shtachavaya. So we could assume that he means, yeah, certainly it's clear that the first thing is Shtachavaya, but there were instances, like the Gemara had over there, I don't know, there are many cases. There wasn't a mat, whatever reason. I don't know. It goes also that if you're Shintu Shtachavoya, if you're a big gadol and people think like Yeshua Ben Nun, Hashem to answer you, whatever it is. So there was a need for an alternative method. There was a need for an alternative method. So Ram calls a Kida. Yeah, but so Ram says there's some who do Kida, some who do Shtachavoya. Remember, Kida is not we do like that. Kida is part of Kida's. Kida, alapayim, on the face on the ground. So a little bit more on the side, but you put your face on the ground. That's kida. Similar, a different version of a shtachavaya. Okay. V'asana, Rama goes on here. V'asana says, ashtachavaya lefanim, el b'migdash. K'mosha ha'am l'chot v'nazor. That's what we just did. Only do it in the base of migdash. V'enan m'choshev v'roshu l'pala panav. Okay, so on and so forth. All right. Okay. So that's the way the Rambam, which matches up with the v'nazor. That the preferred method is a shtachavaya, and the only way to do that, if you're on a stone floor, is to have a mat, something covering it up. But for whatever reason, if you can't do it that way, then he settles for kida, and he says you mischanin b'chol tachanunim, and you give trina. That's tachanun. That's where the word came from. Tachanun trina. You give trina. Yeah. So that was the Rambam's method. So our first concern is number one, what happened to that method? Shmuel says we don't know that anymore. Why not? Rambam was very firm about it. By the way, Tosis also has that. Have a Gemara Megillah here. Very quickly, because if not, we can go on. It's not that crucial. But Tais also has the problem with the Shtachavaya. With the Shtachavaya. Yeah. One second. Is have a Gemara here? Megillah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's on. It's Megillah, the Chaf Beis on Beis. Yeah, same Gemara's brachas. Chaf Beis, Chaf Beis on Beis. We just one little point since we're ready. Yeah, Chaf Beis on Beis. Yes, so Gemara, same Gemara, a little bit more lengthy as it did over here. And I think Rav came to shul and he didn't do it. And Gemara asked why, because he didn't have a mat over his thing. All right. So Taisus goes in, explains all different things. Then Taisus at the end of that Taisus, he voice Ema. Taisus has a kasha. Taisus says, Taisus kasha is a miu. Kasha, lalishna kama, the first way. The asa abanam below pishi adayim for aglayim, that the Gemara says you shouldn't, the Chum said, yesh litzma, with pishi adayim for aglayim, right? Yesh litzma, al bata kenes shalanu. We have a kasha on our shuls. Sheish ben ritzpah, they have a floor. Heich nofel shliach tzimba al panav. How's the shliach tzimba falling on his face? That's his kasha. Rav Nili say he goes in that tzule matzah, he did on the side. Yeah, but you see, even it wasn't just the Rambam. She was already minig spread out. Tosu had a kasha, had a shliach tzimba. Do pishi daraglayim. Apparently he didn't have mats. How's it going? So he gets an answer, he did it on the side. But you see, it wasn't this. That's for sure. It wasn't that. So that question is we have to try to resolve that problem. How do we change from that? Yeah, go ahead.
When I was his kida, is that the same thing as when he says shofal tzida? It sounds like it was a different.
No, there was a difference. Yeah, so, kida seems to be that you sit on the floor. I'm saying you sit on the floor, right? And it seems very sad you got to do it. And it seems from me, you lean down on your face. But again, every shot a little different way, seems to do pishi dayan raglayim, but you do it on the side. Leave it on the side. So you don't put your face submerged in the ground, but you do it on the side.
In Tachanun,
right.
We don't know exactly what, whatever, apparently. Choices,
yeah, two different. It wasn't pishi dayan raglayim, but the main thing is the word is the tefillas apayim. There's a reason for that. That's the way you do it, either kida or shtachavaya, right? This wasn't. We're kind of what are you guys doing? This is where did you get that from? I never heard of it. And see, Tyson also got the problem. Not the problem, Tyson, that seems to be. Right, so what happened here? Yeah, yeah.
When Rome says that you don't have a mat or straw, it goes someplace else.
Yeah, it goes where?
What does that mean, Chuck? Outside the shore?
I guess someplace there's no floor. No. He doesn't tell me to go. He says, go someplace else. You can't do it here, so find another place. Huh? Listen, whatever you want to, I don't know. Maybe. That's him. He says, go somewhere. You can't do it here. Go someplace else. I don't know. If you have to take a plane, I don't think he said take a plane. Go upstairs. Go upstairs. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says Rav didn't do it. That's the whole Gemara over there. Megillah, we're not going through it now. But why? Because his place didn't have a mat. So he didn't do it altogether. So, I mean, you have to find another option. This can't go into all the possibilities. But if you can't do it here, you have to find another option. Rav says, one suggestion, go someplace else. In the Gemara's case, there was some place that had a mat. So maybe he's referring to that. Move to a place where there is a mat. But the bottom line is you can't do it on a stone floor. That's the bottom line. So where you should go, someplace else. You can't do it there. That's it. But he's trying to tell you, don't give up Tachanun to find another place. But by the way, you do see over here, you do see from the Rama over here. I mean, I know that we have a minig, a very short minig, that on Yom Kippur, that everyone puts down paper on the floor. Seems to be around Rama. There's no need for it. We don't have stone floors. So it doesn't do we need to. This is Levanum. Smooth stones. You ever see these stones in the ground like this? Never saw them. Right. These would be perfect example of Levanum.
It's fire.
Yeah.
It's porcelain on top.
Huh?
Tile floors are not stone.
It's more like what you call Levanum, like they made in Egypt. Made in Egypt. It's not stone, means pure stone. Floors, whatever it is. Yeah, go ahead.
What's the difference
between
the base
mitzvah
you could do
on
stone versus
yes, the base mitzvah you have to do, yeah, it's chiyuv to a shtachavaya, and we'll get to that right now. Right, base mitzvah you have to do a shtachavaya on the stones. Has to be a stone floor.
I guess my question is, what's the thing, why can't you do it
Asa.
Oh, because it came to us because that's Evan Maskis. That's what the Ram says. That's what the Goyim would do. So Tar Asa. I mean, the Ram's giving the philosophy of mind. Tar Asa did. So therefore, you can't do it. But the Harabais, you have to do it. You must do it in Harabais.
And if you don't do it in Harabais, is there a
possibility? If you what?
If you don't do it in Harabais, what's the concern issue?
Oh, so we'll get to that right now. Oh, okay. So now what we want to do
Have a shake.
Yes.
I want to point out that Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam has a whole perek in the Maspik L'Ovd Hashem about why it's important not to give up Hishtachavaya in his time, you know, like in modern time, so to speak. In his shul he did it. You know, he was the head of Egyptian Jewry after the Rambam passed away, and he did it in his shul. And people said, you're imitating the Muslims. And he said, no. He has a whole parak about why it's absolutely critically important.
Aha. Well, that's good to know. I would say that maybe that's where the criticism started. But you see, like I point out, Tais also had it. You see, it was why. And even the Mechabah still calling it Nefil Sapayim. He doesn't call it Tachanan, Nefil Sapayim. And the Lashon of Mechabah, I mean, so it seems it was prevalent for a long time. It seems to be the time of the Mishabura, it seems to be. Now we're not knowing. But so that's a good point to know that I guess the trouble started at the time of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam, or maybe different areas. But okay, but anyway, so now I think let's now take a look. Let's now take a look. Let's now take a look at the Har Habayis, because it's called Shtachavoya, right? Shtachavoya, and we'll see that Shtachavoya origin is the Har Habayis. Okay, so let's take a look at that. Let's see what we can do with that. Yeah, just one second. One second. Again, it's very clear. You put your face in the ground, that's it. It's very clear. Okay. So now we said, let's take a look at the Habayis. So if you look now at Hilchos Tamidim Usafim, So if you take a look at Hilchos Tamidim Usafim, where is that at? It's in Paragimel. I made a mistake. For example, Halacha Zayin, and also I want to do Halacha Tes. Okay, but let's just take a quick look at this. Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, Paragimel. And we'll take a look at Halacha Zayin. This is the Ketores. If you look at the beginning of Paragimel, which I say, like the Ketores, Amazbech, okay. Okay, then if you look at Loch Zion, we're not going to go through the whole Avoda, obviously, here. We'll mock them with name as a Desh, as a Shadosh and Mizbech, is the order, and then you take the Machter and the Gecholim. Okay, you keep going through the whole thing. Oh, then you say, look, and then you sweep up the coals there, right? And then he says, Mishtachav Eviyotze. After you did, clean up the whole thing, so Mishtachav Eviyotze, do a Shtachavoya, and then you go out. Then a Loch Tess. Same thing again. Goes into all the voda. He says, "Veina makta makta." Okay, I got Taurus. Someone does. Baruch Hashem lo yafish ba'om. They go. The act of makta. You do the Torah. You shtach ve'viyotze. You have to do a shtachavaya, and then you go out. And then if you look at the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Hey, Perek Halacha Hey. So again, they're concluding their avoda. So if you look in the middle of the avoda, the Rambam says, "Kushiagir ben ulam mizbeach." When the kohen gets, as he's finishing up, between the Ulam, the Hall, and the Mizbeach, there's all in the Azara. Notel Echad Magrefason took the Magrefo, like one of these shovels, Vizarka Ben Ulam Mizbeach, and he threw it on the ground. Made a big noise. And this noise served three purposes. And it was Kayen, Shu Shamea Es Kola, any kind that heard the noise, Yodea Sha'achovakanim, Nichnasim Lishtachavos, Lishtachavoyos. That, oh, he knows all kind of do Shtachavoya. Heard the noise, they're going to Shtachavoya. Who runs over? He runs to do Shtachavoya. Yeah, so we see that what? The Shtachavoya was very important. But it's more than that. If you look at Masechtas Tamid, do we get Masechtas Tamid here? We have Masechtas Tamid on Daf Lamed Gimel. I'm not going to have Masechtas Tamid yet. Do we have it here? No, I don't think we have it here. We need Masechtas Tamid. So I get Masechtas Tamid.
All kind of even though the cars are involved in.
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, it seems at the end they all join in. Yes, it's a good point. I'll get there. My meeting's get there. Anybody have a Masechtas Tamid?
Yeah.
Huh? We need a Lamed Gimel. I'm sorry. Yeah, Lamed Gimel on the base. Lamed Gimel on the base. Oh, here we go. Oh, right. So if you look at Masechtas Tamid on Lamed Gimel on the base, Lamed Gimel on the base. Yeah, one second. Let me go raise. One second. So actually, Rambam is basically passing the Mishnah here. This man, the Kohen Gadol, nichnas l'shtachavoyos. When the Kohen Gadol go in to do a shtachavoya, shlosha ochzim bo, three people hold him, one right, left. Okay. V'kivim shesham amur kol raglov shel Kohen Gadol sheyotze bilo es haparochas. He go in there. Okay, nichlat v'shtachavoy v'yotze nichlasu elcha v'koyim v'shtachavoy v'yotze. A little bit different order. So when the Kohen Gadol go in, they lift up the parochas, go in there, and you do shtachavoy, and it says nichlasu elcha v'koyim v'shtachavoy v'yotze. Go join in and do shtachavoy with them. Okay, so the Rush here on the side has a very important point. The Rush says, why? So the Rush says that when he finished the avoda, he would do ishtachavoya. This is like an Eved that's serving his Rebbe. Just take one. Let's just take one pasuk over there. Let's go back to. You have a Chumash here. Let's go here. Let's go to Bereishis. Perek Yizayin pasuk Gimel. Gracious, per design, pasuk gimel, per design, pasuk gimel. Just one second, per design, pasuk gimel. Hang on, per design, pasuk gimel, per design. One second, per design, pasuk gimel. Hang on, pasuk gimel. Yeah, pasuk gimel. Right. Okay, so here's Avram. Yeah, the Avram ben Tisha Shana. Right, and then it says pasuk gimel. It says the Etna, and of course, Etna Brisi Beni Benecha. Barbara Oschab Ovon, God, of course, says, I'll make you very, very great. Of course, the Avram Ben Tishina, right? Be on my airlock. I need Kel Shakai slaves to find a day, summon. Etna Brisi Beni Benecha. This is the Bris, the Bris, I'm Barbara Oschab Ovon, you'll be very great. What's Amravino's response? We put Avram al Panav. Avram falls on his face. Wow, we see that. It's an expression. And we also had it a few times. We'll just take another place here. And let's go to Bamidbar. Let's go to Bamidbar. What's that? This passage. Let's go to Perchov Bays. Perchov Bays. Perchov Bays. Perchov Bays. powerful things. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, powerful things from yeah. So I have over here. This is by Bilam. By Bilam. Vayah esmach Hashem. Vaygal Hashem es eni Bilam. Vayas esmalach Hashem. Nitzav bederech. Chavushuv yado. Vikol v'shtachol apav. Don't get off. She's mach Hashem. Falls on his face. Quite a few times throughout the Torah. So what does the Rosh Hashanah first tell us over here? That this is a method, sort of the language in Rush again. Look at the Rambam says, "Shtuk shem avoda mishtachava ke'eved shemishamish his rabbo," like an eved that's serving his rebbe. Like the Rav many times said, particularly I remember, let's say by the slichos and the piyut of Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, that there's two expressions we find. Some we express the greatness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Oved. But others, we express the worthlessness of human beings, that we are nothing. Afani b'chayai, kavachom misasi, who am I? Mi'enoichi, who am I? So both expressions, the Rav showed a lot of people, are based on these two ideas. So this seems to be the idea, like an effort, fall on your face. We're useless. What are we? I'm Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, like, I'm here, Abraham, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it was an expression, that's why at the end of the Avodah, you did it. At the end of the Avodah, you did it. To show you did the Avodah like an Eved. What's Avodah? Avodah is you're an Eved serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. An Eved that serves Kadosh Baruch Hu. They want to show you, feeling of an Eved, who am I in front of my master? Especially in front of Melchim Leham Lachim. So that's what the Rosh is showing us. That was why it was so important in Shtach Avoyah. So it was at the end of the Avodah. Okay, now one second. Now let's look at the next Rosh. The Rosh says, and the next Rosh says, Acha Katara, after Katara, Nichnas Lehechol, the Kohen Gadol will go into Hilul Shtachavos. The Ein Zeh Bias Rekonis. And it's not Bias Rekonis. What's Bias Rekonis? Because now they're going to Hechol for no reason. It's not a museum. This can't walk in there. This can't walk in. Want to see what's doing there. No, it's an Isidore Isa, Bias Rekonis. The Shtachavoya Avodahi. The Shtachavoya is Avodah. It's one of the avodas. It wasn't just a nice thing to do. It was part of the avoda. So that opens up a new concept here. What the shtahava is, it's part of the avoda, and we know that tefillah is modeled after the carbon. So it was model after Kabanos, right? Tfilas Shachris, Tfilas Mincha, Tfilas Musa, correct? Correct? Nadava, Tfilas Nadava. It's model after, there's a connection, there's a tie between Tfilah and Kabanos. In fact, I have a very important tie here. Let me just one second. Let's get a Chumash out here again. You go by the Akedah. What do we find by the Akedah? So we find, so Mah Hashem tells him, Avram, and so forth. Avram picks up, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Yigim, Rav Yisa, Avram is Eno, Yav, and he sees the aisle there, okay? Pasuk Yigim, Avram takes the aisle, and offers an Ola, and Pasuk Yudale, Avram says, Viko Avraham, Shem HaKomahu, Hashem Yireh. Avram called out, name of place is Hashem Yireh. But what does Targum translate? It has a translation of Vayikra. It says, Ufalach B'tzalim. He did Avoda and was Mespala. First, he did the Avoda. First, he offered the aisle. Then he was Mespala. After that, was Mespala. So first, we see very clearly a close kesha between the Avoda and Tefillah. So I'm called Avoda Shebelev. I mean, the Rambam is a Sifrin. It's Avoda Shebelev. It's a close tie. I think you can go a little further. I think that the avodas. I heard the Rav say. Rav said a few times that they have to realize tefillah is a schus. What right do we have? I mean, you got to think about it. It's hard for us to imagine this, but to walk in and ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu anything you want, the right response you want. You think, well, who are we? We are Neichav Mihayai. Could a person go to a king? I want to ask you something. Do you go in there? Of course not. You can't go to go into the White House today? Of course not. But we have a schlitz to speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where do we get that from? So Rav said the schlitz is the avos. Of course, of the avos, we have the schlitz. And that's why every Shema Esrei starts off with the avos. Because that's the schlitz for us to daven. That gives us the right to daven. And I would say a little more on that. That you need a matir. What's the matir? Matir is the kabanos. The avoda is the matir. That first you do the avoda. And what's avoda? As the Rosh says, avoda is we're like an eved lefnei Hashem. What's avoda? We're serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we take on the role as an eved. The eved goes into his master's house. So that's the avoda. Ufalach v'tzoli. He did the avoda, then it was a spala. So the avoda was gave us the matir to daven. And that's why I have to face the Arabayas. So you must face the Arabayas. And the Rav held that was the Raisa. I don't face the Arabayas is the Raisa. And that was the old story that they had. He would never daven in the shul Wayu because he didn't face the right way. He always avoided. And they built a new building. I'd say the first they made the same mistake. Anyways, you can't do the same mistake twice. So that's why you go into the new Beis Medrash. Like you have to, you walk in from the east side. And so you're walking like from over here and you have to go always around and turn around. Because they couldn't correct it at that time. It was too late to correct it. So you have to walk in here, the door's over here, and you walk around and you face the Aron Kodesh. So you see that there's a kesha between tefillah and harabayas. It's clear. And that's why you have to face harabayas. Because the avod is avod shebelev, and avod has to be kept between avod shebelev and avod and harabayas. And we can even say that's the matir. Once you have the avoda, our bias is matir tefillah all over. One second. So the Rosh says, shtachavoy is avoda. Shtachavoy is avoda. And that's why all the kohanim can go in there. Why? Because it's not birei kodesh. Not going in to see what's doing there. You're going in to do avoda. You need avoda's matir to go into the azara. You just can't walk around the azara. You need avoda's matir. So avoda's matir. So therefore, Russia's avoda is ashtachavoy is avoda. Shtachavoda. And the truth is, the Rambam also holds that. Yeah, Rambam also says that. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Hamigdash. Back avoda. It's a migdash. Perek beis. Bias a migdash. Perek beis. 1 second. Bias a migdash. Perek beis. When I say bias a migdash, yeah, aloha dalet. Yeah, perek beis. Aloha dalet. Perek beis. Aloha dalet. Perek beis. Aloha dalet. Perek beis. Aloha dalet. Bias a migdash. Perek beis. Just a moment. Yeah, perek beis. Yeah. So what does the Rambam say? Again, he's talking about the avoda of the day. Yom Kippur and so on and so forth. Things like this. Halacha Dalet. Vanichnas lekodesh. The person goes into the kodesh. Chutz lekodesh kedoshim. Shlo lavoda. If you go into the kodesh, forget about the kodesh kedoshim. Put that aside. If you go into the kodesh, into the azara, and not for avoda, not to do avoda. Only shtachavoya, or shtachavoya. One moment, ben hedya, ben godel, loker. You get malchus. Ben chayv misa, chayv misa. Shenema el pnei kaporis v'lo yomus al kodesh gedoshim b'misa al shabbos b'lav v'loker. So if you go in, to azara, be a rekonis. You chayv malchus, and this is the raisa. The kodesh gedoshim chayv misa. Now, the Rambam's lush is a little strange. What does Rambam mean by Nichlas Lakodesh? Chutz Kodesh Kedoshim. Okay, Kodesh Kedoshim is a separate thing. Yichayv Misa. And you go in Shlo Lavoda, not to do Avoda, Olu Shtachavoya. What does that mean? So the Kesef Mishnah explains. The Kesef Mishnah on the spot explains, right? And he quotes the Mishnah did in Talmud. Quotes Mishnah did in Talmud. And then he says, so the Rambam is like this. Nira mitvarav seems from the Rambam, kasheino begmar avoda. If he's not begmar avoda, im nichnas to shtachavos loker. So he didn't finish the avoda. He goes in. to do a shtachavaya. It's Malkus. What's that? It's Malkus, right? This is the parish. Hanichas lakodesh shlo la'avoda. If you go into the kodesh not to do avoda, oh, shenichlas l'shtachavos. You go into bow down him. Eino b'gma avoda. You go in him. It's not gma avoda. You didn't finish the avoda yet. Yeah, Malkus. Malkus. This is the Raisa. That's what it means. L'shtachavos. You're going to bow down. Things are good thing to bow down. No, no. No, it's not. It has to be Gemar Vota. Oh, so you see, it's very clear that the Rambam, clear, the Rosh also, Shtachavoya is a Vota. But here you see the Shtachavoya is Gemar Vota. That's a Shtachavoya, is Gemar Vota. That's a Shtachavoya, you finish the Vota, you do it too early, it's get Malkus. Oh, so now we see what it means, the first Apayim. That's a Vota Shibalev. We modeled Avodah Shebalev, like we said, we follow Kabbalos, Shachris, Mincha, Musaf, Tzilas Adava, and the Rambam, when he says the eight things are not Magid, okay, but we put the Shtachavoya, we call it Shtachavoya, because you finish an essay, how do you finish the Avodah? You do a Shtachavoya. So you finish an essay, it's Avodah Shebalev, you got to do a Shtachavoya. You must do a Shtachavoya also. So you must do a Shtachavoya. So therefore, that's the idea. You complete your Avodah Shebalev. And what's Avodah Shebalev? You do Tachnunim. Avodah Shebalev, you have to have Tefillah. Avodah Shebalev is Tefillah. So you have to have Tachnunim. And that's how we have Tachnunim. Because that's Gemar, that's Gemar Avodah. That's how we finish the Avodah. Correct? Oh, that's why Aaron calls it Shtachavaya. Doesn't call it Tachnun. Tachanun is not the essence. That's just a shtachavaya. But a vodish blade requires tefillah, requires tachanun. So yeah, go ahead.
Can you say that shtachavaya would not be reconnaissance?
What I say?
Of course, we see the Rambam.
The Rambam says if you do the way the Kesef Mishnah, learning the Rambam, if you go into the Azara to do shtachavaya, you get Malkus. Because it must function as Gemara Voda. It must function as Gemara. Huh? The Rush does. The Rush not really clear. The Rush just says, "Yeah, you could learn both ways. Could be." The Rush just says the Rush first opens up the Shtachavoya's pop. So right away, Rush, we know from the Mishnah that Shtachavoya is not a nice thing, not just a nice thing to do. Doesn't matter if it's nice, or not, but it's a voter. It's part of that's matter to go into the Azara. That's a matter to go into the Azara. If I'm going to see even more, that's Gemara Voda. That's how you complete the Voda. And for Rambam, you see, that's why after Shemesh, you got to do Shtachavaya. Because Tefillah is modeled after Kabbanos. That's the model. So Kabbanos has, you end with Shtachavaya, so Tefillah, you have to end with Shtachavaya as well, too.
Is it possible the Rush would disagree and say that if you go in, you wouldn't get
what?
If you go in, you rush
Shtachavaya,
you wouldn't get
Malkus? If you go in without Shtachavaya, no.
You do Shtachavaya.
Oh, you do Shtachavaya without Tefillah. Yeah, it was possible. That's possible. Could be.
Because
he doesn't stress Gemara Avodah. From the Rambam's there, we'll see. The Rush could say, right, the Rush could say, you're absolutely correct. The Rush could hold that Shtachavoy is not
a vote.
It's a vote. Shtachavoy has right. That's a good point. It's a good point. The Rush could definitely, Shtachavoy is a vote, period. Otherwise, you can't go in there. The Rambam, we drew out from the Kesef, the Rambam holds its Gemara Avodah. It's the Rambam. But the Rush can hold, it's an entity by itself. It's an entity by itself.
It's
not just
not
Birkhans. What's that? It's not Birkhans. Right, not Birkhans, right. But one second. But this opens up a lot of, I think, very important ideas. And the first one is to go back to the Mahaba. One second. If you go back to the interview, go back to the Mechaber, he says, Ein medaba ben tzion fir sapayim. She didn't talk. That same halach, but she never fought upon the noble hatos. She didn't talk. Why don't you do talk? So here is, we didn't get the Gra. Here the Gra holds that once you talk, it's over. You missed it. Too bad. You can't. You talk, you see, you finish my essay, you see your friend, how you doing? How's it going? That's it. Can't say tachana. And the Gra brings a beautiful raya. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Okay, Bekitzur, Rabbi Elazar was at odds with Rav Gamliel, and Rav Liz was married to Rav Gamliel's sister, and she was afraid that he's going to be swallowed, that something bad happened to her brother. So it says in the Gemara over there, that every time she never let him fall the Tefillas Apayim. Every time he's fallen the Tefillas Apayim, she found something to disturb him. There's fire in the house. I don't know, whatever she did. She had, came up with a new idea. And they bring down. And the girl says, what'd she do? Doesn't see what she did, but she disturbed him. So the girl says, you can't say tachan. If you say tachan afterwards, what was the trick? If you say tachan afterwards, she thought in his tchina, he'll say, we must follow that this person is bothering me, whatever it is. Save me from this person, whatever it is. But if you do it afterwards, what good is the trick? What good is the trick? So the girl says, the person's mafsik. He reads Mechabas clearly. Ain't ledabim tefillas apayim. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Mishbuah says that b'di'evid you could do. If I'm not mistaken, you look at later. I think that's what he says. Miyim ava v'dibe pshita l'tzach libal. Yeah, I don't know. It says pshita. It's very, very funny. The Gemara says not so. I don't know. So you down here. Who's it bring down here? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah. Many if you talk about. No, the Gemara was very strict. Very strict. Well, I said very clearly, you have a beautiful ride from this Gemara. If you do it afterwards, what you gain? So once you talk, you do it. So Kort Ralka is very good. Why is it not very good? Because Shishtahavaya is the conclusion of Shemar Esrei. So if you spoke, it's the end of it. You concluded Shemar Esrei. No more. You already went back three steps. You already did Oseh Shalom. Now you still have, the conclusion is you conclude with Tchina. But if you talk, you conclude already. So Ram fits him beautifully, fits him very well. Ram fits him perfectly. That once you went back three steps, then Yechiv is to conclude with Tchina Shtachavaya. That's how you conclude Shemar Esrei. But if you spoke, you're mafzik. It's it. It's over. Finished. Can't go over. It's finished. So that fits very well, according to the Rambam. Because Shtachavaya is conclusion of the Avoda. And if you're mafzik, you conclude it already. That's it. You're talking about the ball game. It's over. So that fits very well. And then also, I think, another Rambam begins to fit in very well, and that is, we left off, so then comes off like this, and back to Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam says, Minik Pasha B'chol Yisrael, except the Minik Pasha She'en Nefilas HaPayim B'Shabbosos U'mo Dosol B'Shodesh. You don't do Nefilas HaPayim on Shabbos, Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh, below Rosh Chodeshim, not Rosh Chodeshim, Mechanical Purim, below Mincha, Shabbos, Shabbos, Yom Tovim. But then, one second, there's something strange. Below Ba'arvis, Shabbachol Yom, and you don't do it for Marv every day. It says, V'yesh Yechidim, Shinochal Paneim Ba'arvis. So, Yechidim, we'll do the Marv. Okay. It seems to hold the two Gemin Hogam. Two Gemin Hogam. One minute because you don't, one minute you do. For Marv. Now, there's, I know, a very strange thing. I know you go to a shul after, if they finish mincha and it's 20 minutes to shkia, it's close to shkia, you don't say ma'ar, you don't say tachan. Where did that come from? No, you can't, right? Shkia's going to be another 2 hours. No tachan. That's it, finish. Ram says there was a minig, and he sanctions a minig. There was a minig to say it from ma'ar. Right, so what are the two minhagim of them? Well, so now it's very good. Because the question was to Kiyum Arvis. Arvis is Kiyum because there was the Imurim. You burnt up the Imurim. So does that Imurim require a Gemir through Avoda? That even the Imurim, it's something. So you should do it after Arvis too. That's what we conclude our Avoda Shibboleth. So Arvis also Avoda Shibboleth. They should do it too. So it was a good minute to say Tachamim for Mincha as well too. Very good. Good. Or you say no. The Karm was brought earlier. And there's no Shtachavoya at nighttime, the Har Bayis, the Beis Migdash. There's no Avodah Beis Migdash. So you don't do it, the Beis Migdash didn't do it. So maybe not the same from Arav. So now it makes sense. Now you could understand what the two Minhagim came from. Is it still a Keem in carbon? And carbon, this is Avodah Shibboleth, it requires a Shtachavoya. So do it from Arav too. We say no. No, there's no Shtachavoy and Harabayas, so you don't do a virus. You have too many of them. The Rambam seems to sanction both. He sanctions both.
Why should there be no Nefilas HaPayim on Shabbos, Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh?
Oh, okay, forget that right now. Once he has a question. Ah, so
why isn't there just human hunger?
What's that? That's the question. How do you look at Arvis? Do you look at Arvis as it's Avoda? Correct, it's Avoda. Why do we daven Marv? Because the Emurim were still, the fire didn't, you're not allowed to extinguish the fire. So the Emurim was still burning. So that's Jewish Arvis. That's why it's called Rishus. Called Rishus. Yes,
why is it only Yechid? Even the minute it is only Yechid, it says.
I try one again.
It's only the answer of the minute to do Shakurai after Marv, only Yechid. Only individuals. It wasn't like
notes. Yeah, right. It says, yeah, apparently it wasn't accepted. Right. Apparently, the common meaning was they didn't do a fire, but they were Yechidim. The Rambam says it. Had a good idea.
Was it only the
Yechidim
the Rambam holds
Yechidim? That doesn't seem to say. See, it doesn't seem to say. He has, well, let's just say a quick one to find it over here. One second. The Rambam's ancient Perzion looking at I mean. I'll look in your class. One second. Ram's over here. So you're looking at a paragraph. Loch Yitres. The Ram describes this, how you do it, and he talks about Mariv, just Arv Kor Krishma, so on and so forth, and the Mispalim Uma, the Kshiyashlim, Yeshiv Mat, the Yiftar. It's interesting. Ram says, Yiftar, Shmanesi, sit down a little bit. Just shouldn't run out of the shul. Yeah, interesting. If you do Trinacha, Harezim Meshubach. So I don't like the minute. Harezim Meshubach. Apparently it didn't spread. Okay, I mean, some reason, you know, Tachan has no muzzle. Any reason not to say it, they don't say it. But Ram said Harezim Meshubach, correct? So Ram holy, sanction of minutes. Ram held it. It's Gemar Tfila. It's Gemar Veshubalev. So now let's first go back to the other days, the Rambam. But first, you know right away. I mean, the Rambam would be shocked if you daven Ashur today. This guy is making a bris in the afternoon. The whole shul doesn't say Tachana. The Moel's dot line. I went to shul. The Moel's coming to the 9 o'clock minyan, and he's doing a bris. I'll be shocked where this came from. What's going on? How does happen? I don't know. Whole month of Nisan. I don't know what month of Nisan. I'll say Tachanan. They did their vote all month of Nisan. I say Tachanan. Right? And then they make a heckish Tishrei to Nisan. Don't say what to do, of course you don't say it in Nisan. And then 7 days, then 7 days after Shavuot, so you don't say it because you could bring a korban. And you could be a korban, and you could have a simcha. So I say, and that's the case. Every single bacha should say tachanun. Could get married today. Could make a chasna. Any reason? So I had no mazel. But anyway, it seems to be that the Rambam held was a good idea. But let's see. So the Rambam is very restrictive of when it falls off. So the Rambam says, So why don't we say on Shabbos and Moados and not Rosh Hashanah and also not Rosh Hashanah? Yeah. And Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. So I would say that it's a Avodah Shebalev. Avodah Shebalev is Trina, right? That's Trina. You're doing Mispalo, right? That's contrary to Yontif. Chag is not a day Shel Trina. Chag is not a Yom Shel Trina. Chag is Simcha, a different day. So it's contrary to the theme of Yontif. And therefore you can't say it. I just say one more thing here before I forget. The Rambam says you don't say it Rosh Chodesh. Rambam says you don't say it Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. So now, why don't you say it Rosh Chodesh? You look actually at this week's Shedra. At this week's Shedra, we talk about the Rosh Chodesh. So you find something interesting here. You find something interesting here in this week's Shedra. Hang on one second. Hang on one second. We have it here. Pasha Chodesh. We have here the Rosh Chodesh. If you look at Pasuk Tesvav, right? It says, Vasizim Echel Chatos, Lashem. Vasizim is for Chatos. And Rashi says, "Kol siyurim musafim born lechaper al tumas and mikvah kedoshav." Yeah, the neshtanis So Rosh Hashanah, Shemachaper at the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur of Rosh Chodesh is Machaper al She'ein Bo Yedia on a verse you have no knowledge about. But Chibo Sof, have no knowledge about. She'ein Makir B'Chet, you don't recognize the Chet al Kosh B'Chovat, only Kosh B'Chovat. So see Rosh Chodesh to Machaper, but only a Chet which you have no idea. It doesn't say you don't do al Chet. No, actually, the truth is, you have over here the Rambam. You have over here the Rambam Rambam. Yeah, about fasting on Rosh Chodesh, and the Rambam says, yeah, if a person's made a netz for Rosh Chodesh here, so the question is, Shua Chal or not? Make sure. So Mechav is new, Shachal, Shua, Kivin, Sheinu, El, Dabonin. Okay. Elish, Medivir, Rambam, Mir, Lechura, Shumu, Deraisa. No, it's Deraisa not to fast on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishabur says, Mishabu says, why did Mishabu sit over here? Mishabu sit over here. Mishabu sit over here. One second, Mishabu sit over here. Yeah, she's like, Hainan Mitziv Muadechem Roshi Chachechem, Iskish Rosh Chodesh Lamoi. Rosh Chodesh carries Hashem Moi. Vaikain Eng Shvu Chalalov. She was not Chal. So Rosh Chodesh has a din Moi. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh, that's why you don't do Tchina on Rosh Chodesh, even Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Torah says on Rosh Hashanah, when you say Avim Akeinu, anyone that has chet, you take it out. Don't say chet. Avim Akeinu chatan lefnecha. Torah took it out. It's not a day of Trina. Rosh Chodesh is not a day of Trina. And all the Avim Akeinu that have anything to do with chet, Torah says wipe them out. They don't belong there. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah is not a day of Trina. So that's why the Rambam makes it very clear. You can't, Trina, Ashtachavaya is a religious belief. What are you going to do? He's going to lay down on the floor. What do you do? The essence is you conclude the Shemoneh Esrei during the week with Trina, and that is, but you can't do it. You can't do it on Shabbos. You're on the Rosh Chodesh. So if we don't do it, that's if we don't do it. Oh, but one second. But now you ask me to left with Hanukkah and Purim. Left with Hanukkah and Purim. Yeah. Why the Rambam say? Yeah, Rambam says over here, Yom Kippur and Bavad, no for Apanayim. The whole Tfila, Nation Yom Tchina, Bakasha, the Tainis. So Yom Kippur, the Rambam, the Tchina, every single Tfila. Makes it very clear. Yom Kippur, every single, the whole Tfila, to Yom Tchina, Bakasha, the Tainis. Right? Makes everything very, very clear. Do it very clear. So that's what he's saying, that's what you do in Yom Kippur. But Shabbos, Yom Tiv, or Shchodesh, has it been Moed? You can't do Tchina. So it leaves us one question of the Rambam, and that is Hanukkah Purim. Yeah, is this worth for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go on one second. Okay. So one second. So we have to hold that for a minute or two, for a few minutes here, but we could say right offhand that it's a little bit of steer in the day. True, there's no Kedush Hayom. Hanukkah and Purim don't have Kedush Hayom. But the saying Al Nisim, so it would seem to be, it's a steer in the expression of the day. It has a different expression. The expression of the day, so we don't say it. But let's hold that, because we'll come back to that. So this is where we stand now. So now we see why the Rambam held and the Gra held, we talk, it's over. And we see now what Hashtag Havaya is. It's Avoda, it's Gemar Tvila. And that's why he said on every single Tvila, even Yom Kippur, certainly Yom Kippur, but days which are steer with the Trina, you don't say it. So now, what happens now, instead of solving the problem, I think I made the problem worse. We made the problem worse. Now why don't we do it? First, why don't we do it? It's very clear. We model after Beis Hamikdash. Now, very clear. Shana, we're doing it. Tosfos brings down. So how did it stop? Also, well, how come we don't do it anymore? How come we don't do Ishtahavaya? Or even Kida, we don't do Kida either. What happened? How did it stop? Oh, so now we got to take up one more thing quick, because I think let's hold it on. So the Rama refers us to the Rivash. If we look at the Rama, Rama tells us, if you look at the same sin in Kuflam and Aleph, Ramah says, Einon M'choshev Hashem Lipol, that's the whole thing about M'choshev, and the Ramah says, Kain Osa L'chol Adam, Lipol Alpanov, the Pishit Yedayim V'Raglayim, Afilu Im Einsham Eben Maskis. There is no. So Ramah puts an end to Shtahavaya. And he quotes the Rivash. So what is the Rivash? If you have the Rivash, was a relatively, I think he died around 1400s. So someone asked the Rivash a question. If it's Mutter, in Mutter, Yachli Pa Panav Uma, if you do it standing up, this question. You have to sit down, yeah.
How did you
go
standing up?
Just say Rachum Bachanan. Right. Yeah. One time the Rav said, "People, he sees people doing standing up doing this." Well, that's nonsense. What is that? That's supposed to be sometimes. Right, just standing up. Now's this question. So Rivash starts off. The Rivash starts off tshuva. Rivash says, it's not a chov. Elaminehu b'mei chazal. So Rivash is the one that opens up a whole new window here. It says, tachan is not a chiv. Tachan is a rishus. Yeah, okay, so you want to bring a few riots to it. But he brings down, wanted to take up here a little bit, the story with the wife of Reb Elazar. And what's his kasha? His kasha is, im hayu mechuvas mechuvas atfila, if the tachnun is from the chiva of tfila, chas v'sholom shoyu atzadek ahum yimna imashi chova. Gave up a chov. His wife tricked him. Gave up a chov. He never do something like that. Can't be. So he uses that gemara just the opposite. So if it's a chov, how did Rabbi Elazar not do it? He let his wife trick him every single day. It's impossible. Can't be. Okay, fine. So he never will forget every day. Every day she's fooling him, he's giving up a chov. But she fooled him not to daven shacharis? Of course not. So it's taina against the Rambam. So that very Gemara. So having the Rambam is that if the Rambam's a chov, so how Rabbi Elazar forget about it? How is it possible? How does he forget about it? How can that be? It's impossible. So therefore he says, it's got to be rishus. And rishus, his wife was bothering. Okay, listen, showing bias, whatever it is, he stopped the answer. Whatever. So it's a rishus. But then he goes on to say, he wants to say this. I go like this. He says, that's the case. How? Another kasha he has in the Rambam. That's the case. He says, in many days, we're noyed that some places say it, some places don't say tachanun. He says, yeshua mem shenog behem b'ksas mekamos. Some days, there's some places that do say tachanun, and b'ksas mekamos shalom nog mekain. And that those same days, other towns didn't say it. So you have certain days that people said tachanun and people not say tachanun. One example, Kagon Chanukah Purim. Yeah, Chanukah Purim. Says, Bishivas Rav Amram Gong, Zal, Hayanoflin. I'm going to say tachanun. Why not? It's not Kedushayom. So I'm going to say tachanun Chanukah Purim. Bishivas Arizal, Rav Aizal, and the Bishivas Aizal, why no Noflin? They didn't say it. See, Chanukah Purim, there was machlokes. Right, the Rambam passing said, so the way I think we explain the Rambam works very well. Because everyone agrees, no kishayom. But the machlokas is, if the theme of the day, even without kishayom, kshimival tachanan. Can you say tachanan on a day which the theme of the day is contrary to tachanan? So if I go and hold, you can't. You can't have a tefillah which associates itself. Forget kedusha, but not kedusha. You can't have tefillah which associates itself. See if you don't say it. But if I'm going to hold, you could. So you do say it. Huh. So that fits very well. Why the Rambam chose the Paskar of Haigon. Paskar of Haigon, that you do that you don't say it. It's a steer in the theme of the day. Fine. That's why the Rambam fits very well. Everything works out well. Yeah. But anyway, so his point is, he brings that, his point is, if it was a chov, his kasha was, if it was a chov, how could you be matuvit for Hanukkah? How can we match on Hanukkah? How to not come out? So he wants to prove, he holds that Tachna is Rishus. No, Tachna is Rishus. So he sets up a whole new system. Yeah, but I just want to say, when he says it's Rishus, people make a big mistake and the Rivash. He doesn't mean like a guy that finishes some recipe, you can say, tell him, God, no Issa. That's mean it's Rishus if you want to. If you want to, you could. If you don't want to, you can't. It's not like tell him. It's not Reza Meshubach. So Rishus means, when we see it by Myra, says it's our Rishus. It doesn't mean that if you want to die Myra, you could. You have Rishus to rub. Zechazal of Racha mentioned uses a different tzur in the tefillah, that there's no chi, of course, there's no chi of carbon. So the tefillah takes on a different shape. And therefore, it's Rishus. And we show that you can have Gula Richta. We say Kaddish before Shema Nesei and Mariv. Shachas, you can't do it because it can't be master between Gaul Yisrael and Shema Nesei, or if you could. So Rishus means not, doesn't mean Rishus, I'm not in the mood for davening. Rishus, no, davening. No, it doesn't matter. It means a different tzur of the tefillah. It's made up based on a different structure. The Shachos and Minchos based on the structure of Kabbalos. There's no Kabbal at nighttime, so it can't take on the same structure. It takes on Rishus, but doesn't mean if you have permission to do it or not to do it, doesn't mean that. No, it means that it's a different structure and you have different leeways. Oh, so that's what he means over here, too. It doesn't mean it's like you want to say, tell him you could, you know. It means that Tachna learns structured as Rishus. I think you have to say that he cannot learn that Tachan is Gemara Voda. How could he? If it's Gemara Voda, I find it hard to say. He says, if you want, you can finish. You can. I think it'd be hard. I think he fits in better if he learns that Hashitah Havoy was a separate thing by itself. So it means Rishus means, did they incorporate Hashitah Havoy as part of the Tzvi or not? So therefore, the incorporates Rishus. If you can do it, or it means you could do it unless you have a matir. So you need a matir. Remember, he's not saying you don't say it on Nisan or Tishrei. He's saying it's structured differently. If there's a tzarech, then you could suspend it. So I would say the Rivash El Shtahavai was a separate entity by itself, and therefore it's not tied. It's not part of it. Not Gemara Tefillah. Not Gemara Avoda. Gemara Avoda, I think it's very hard. How does he say it's Rishus? Gemara Avoda. He holds no. It's a separate entity by itself. And the question is, did they incorporate as a chiv or incorporate as a rishus? Rishus means that if there's a mati, you could suspend it. You have to have a legitimate mati. Hanukkah is legitimate. Now, all these things make sense. Hanukkah is legitimate mati. Rosh Chodesh, it has to be legitimate mati, but not that someone's making a bris. That's like Tehillim. It's not like Tehillim. If you want, you could say Tehillim after Shema, so you believe. You want, you could say it. That's not Tahanan. It means it's structured as a tefillah that lends itself to a heter. Heter's a tzarech. Has to be a tzarech gadol. Like Rabbi Lazar, his wife was talking to him, Shon Bayis, okay. So it lends itself to a heter, but not what mood you're in. Not what mood you're in. I just remember one time I was flying on a plane and it was El Alam. I davened for the Omid. So after Shachris, I said, Tachnin. I said, standing up. You have to say, standing up. I said, well, Chassidus guy came over to me. He said, the Rebbe said that on a plane, you don't say Tachnin. I said, the Rambam says, part of Tefillah. He said to me, but the Rebbe said, I said, the Rambam had a better head than the Rebbe. Oh, man. Phew, boy, the guy took off. The students were coming, screaming. The pilot was announcing there's air turbulence. We can't figure out what's coming from. What, how to separate the guy out. Wow. But anyway, you need a mater. That's what doesn't mean shush. It's a moody thing. I have a Sancho on the calendar. Every day is a yard sign. Ridiculous. It came absolutely ridiculous. That's not the revush. That's the revush. But one more thing. I just want to finish this because we're going to go to one more point. Yeah. Okay. So then, yes. Yeah, so once the reshus, everything changes. Standing up. Yeah. It's reshus. Yeah. You have a leniency. You have a leniency. One second. You have a leniency. And then he says one more point I want to mention. Revush. That's a fact. Why do I say passing? Okay, first of all, I'll make it clear. But number two, I don't see anybody doing Tachan Yom Kippur. I don't do Tachan Yom Kippur. So the Pashan Aminig. Aminig is like Rivash. I remember many, many years ago when I was doing the sugya of Yashin, it first came to my attention, I was involved. So I asked Ramosha, I said, how's everyone make all, you know, the Rambam, the Grah, I mean, how did everyone, Mechaber, the Beis Yosef. So Moshe said to me, he said, the minig is like the Bach. And my question was, okay, so you have the Bach, but look, all these people against him. So Moshe said, the minig is like the Bach. Once the minig is like the Bach, that's a lach. You want to be machmet, tell a little bracha. But you can't say it's asa. You cannot say, chodesh is asa. The minig is like the Bach, that's the lach. You want to be machmet? Good, you can be machmet. That's the minig. And you see many times, the Rambam writes, push haminig. The minig was spread out. I think I read in Rav Kafach, when the Rambam used that lashon pasha aminig, it indicates he wasn't really happy with it. But happened, but that's it. The minig spread out. Minig as a powerful din. Not the sheni, it's minig. Keep on the sheni, it's minig. That's it. Minig of a sheni b'nei, that's minig. So minig is a powerful source. So I mean, we have to say the same thing here too. That to say that the lach is like the Rambam, I think not to say. On Yom Kippur, Pashan Aminik, like Rivash. But we just can't, we have to realize you didn't mean that any guy's making a bris meal in town. That's ridiculous. That they didn't mean. But one more thing I want to say, takes up another point. It's a very important point. Take another point. Yeah, he's like this. One second. Because there's a lot of writers in it. See, he texts. He has another question on the Rambam. One second. Yeah. So he says, when the Gemara is clear, you have ritzpas avonim, you can't. The Pishidayim Raglayim, right? Quotes the Pasuk. Filoshin, I read it right. Okay. Close your down. One second. And yeah. So it brings down the Ritz Geus. The Ritz Geus says, that what? Right? That I said, I have a rabbi doing on the side. So why are they doing it on the side? And he says, because they were choshesh for Evimaskis. Even if they don't see an Evimaskis, Shem Hoysa Shom Vachor of Amakam Mivne Aleh Kshisham. So the Ritz Geus holds that covering, if it's Evimaskis under the ground, covering up his mouth. Come help. You can't do a shtahavaya. And he quotes the Rambam. Rambam's al kasev the eshtav amasik beno eno asa. So he takes issue with the Rambam on this din, on this covering up help. So he holds that covering up won't help. So the question is, how's he learn the pasuk? How's he learn the pasuk? So if you look at the pasuk, Evimaskis. So what do you see? The pasuk Evimaskis is what? Of Evimaskis lo sitnu ba'atzechem nishtachavos oleha. So Rambam's on Galil, on the Damascus. On Galil, above it, upon it. That's what he wants. He's learning. It's not a question of chatzitza. Not going to the mikvah. But you can't do it on top of the Damascus. I don't care what you put underneath it. He holds you can't do it on upon the Damascus. That's it, period. You can't do it. It's the end of the story. So therefore he holds, that's why the minute came to lean on the side. Because you don't know, the shuls, you know, it was very common in many times, shuls would buy out a makom toma and they build on top of it. They build on top of it. They just cover it up. The famous Al-Aqsa Mosque is built on top of a Byzantine church. They built on top of it. So that was the common way. So he holds covering up doesn't help. Okay, I'll think about that a little bit more. But that is the machlokes in the Rambam and the Rivash. But now I think we can go back to our original question. What happened to Tachanun and Shehavoya? So the answer really is that the minute came like the Rivash. Nikai Rivash, that's Rishus. And I would just add, and since the Rivash was hell, that covering up doesn't help, So you don't know what shuls are in, you know. You don't know the shul may have been built on top of a makom for the zara. So the minute came like the Rivash, and you say machon Rivash for Rishus. Only is one kasha. How is it on Yom Kippur? According to Rivash, you can't do it on Yom Kippur. Putting down a mat in front of you is not going to help. If there's an Evan Mosque, it's not going to help. So how are we doing Yom Kippur? I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe Yom Kippur. Yeah, by the way, the Rav and Yom Kippur, he did Pishadan Raglayim. He didn't do just Anyanis. He did Anyanis for Elena, but for the Avoda, he did Pishadan Raglayim. I think he turned a little bit to the side. I have to look in that Machza, what they did on the Rav and Yom Kippur. I think he turned a little side. I don't remember 100%, but basically he was doing Pishadan Raglayim. So basically, the meaning's like that. I remember one of my early jobs I had was a very Zionistic school, yeshiva, and of course in Hala they had the whole nine yards. Hala with a bracha on your matzmut, with everything. So I asked Rav Moshe, I said, what should I do? Should I say Tachanun standing up? So no, they'll notice it, and we hold Tachanun Shush. That's Tachanun. This is a Torah. You know, Shalom, but I'm Chavir. This is a Torah. So don't do it. So I asked him, should I say the Bracha? No, I can't say. So you can't say. He told me that they won't notice. But you can't do it. It's not a mat to say the Bracha. So basically, that's why we came a little lenient, and that's why we don't do Mefias Apayim like the Rambam, Yerambam, but for some reason, we maintain Yom Kippur, like maybe because the minute was the Avoda, maybe somehow we didn't want to give it up at the Avoda, maybe.
It's just like a Sipur Dvarim.
Huh?
Maybe the Avoda is like Sipur Maisa. The Sipur Dvarim is not
real Shavuot. No, you have to do Shavuot in the Avoda, and Yom Kippur.
I mean, it's just like we're doing
a sequel mice,
we're coming over with
it. You can't do a piece of that alignment to a spot to Rosh Baruch. I have maskers.
You're not doing real Shtachavoyah, you're just
lying down. It looks bad to me. I have a hard time trying to convince somebody not doing Shtachavoyah. I'm laying flat in my face. I would need a very good lawyer to try to get me out of that one.
If you're laying like this,
I can't. Yeah, that's awesome. You can't do it. Really? Even to be, yeah, you can't lay flat in the Evan Maskers. You can't do it. It's awesome.
It's going to sleep.
On your side. Or coin around, put down a mat.
I wouldn't be allowed to.
On a stone? Absolutely not. Stone floor. Remember, hard to find a stone floor. That's a shtachar. Shtachar is pishah down red line. Pishah, that's a shtachar. That's it. Yeah. But even if you go, I don't think you'll find it. Hiking, you'll find a rich spots of Vanim of Evan Maskis. You have grass there. I'm saying, put down grass. You have grass. Take a little grass. Put it down there. But Shtachavai is awesome.
Does Rambash discuss what he does in Yom Kippur?
Huh? Again?
Does Rambash discuss what he does in Yom Kippur?
He didn't say. I couldn't find. I don't know what he did in Yom Kippur. I would assume he didn't do it. That's what I assume. I couldn't find. I looked. I couldn't find. I would assume the Rambash didn't do it. So
what does he do about that other man?
Huh?
What does he do about him?
About?
I don't know, but he what does he do about, you know, everyone, doesn't everyone else believe you?
Listen, if I was in his shoe and he didn't do it, I wouldn't do it either.
I know, but can I just say the same thing?
That was a show. Whatever he did, whatever he did in the show, he did. That's a, yeah, he's the Rav. Mori Nasser, it's not going to be Bush.
My question really is, like, I mean, if he's coming up with this idea that
he owns the chashash of Evan Moskowitz. Never mind. Remember, he doesn't know for sure. He wouldn't know for sure. Maybe, I'm just thinking, talking with you, just think maybe hell, that's a suffix. We don't know for sure. You don't know. Maybe the American Indians built the Evan Moskowitz below here, 200 feet down. We don't know. So he was Mahmoud. So Suffolk said, hell's for sure. Well, maybe the Americans were here, they built that. So don't do it. You don't have to do it. And maybe if you're on Kibbutz, maybe hell's a Suffolk. You want to do tefillin, maybe that was a setup. Could be. I don't know. I'm just thinking, I don't know. Maybe it's possible. Maybe he did do it on Yom Kippur, but he didn't take the chumrah because he wanted to do part of tefillin. Maybe. Possible. I don't know. Yes.
Where did the minhag come about that we
don't do the first again, again?
Where did the minhag come about that we don't do the first climb unless you're
at the court? Yeah, it's another strange, very strange thing. I don't know. Shana Gemara, I never found out. I mean, Aruch Shulchan has a whole entity. It says, see, Yeshua Benun did it. He didn't have to say for Torah. On the day, he didn't walk around say for Torah there. I don't know. I don't know. So I could tell you, I do it all. I do it all. But I could tell you that in Teresh Shalayim, they used to have in the dining room a 4 o'clock minute for Baal Batam. And everyone did. Everyone did. And not the official first client, but they did on the hand.
Yeah,
and there was no service. The service goes upstairs.
What's that?
So I think, yeah, it's a question, right. It's how to combat, yeah. So I think, first of all, we all, halacha comes like we rush, rishus. That's number one. Number two, it's possible that we do it on Yom Kippur, possible, because as I was just thinking out loud here, that we held, I mean, holy rush was chashash. And Yom Kippur, we're a little more, we want to keep it with tefillah. Okay, it's possible. Possibly a version of it too. Also, the Rishus people got out of hand, went wild. So I think that Kedah, the leaning on the side, that came leaning on the side. That's what I think. That's what it evolved to. Leaning on the side. Originally was sitting down. I'm sorry, somehow it evolved to that. Remember, once it comes in the framework of Rishus, it gives you a big what's acceptable. According to Rashi, you do it standing up. You have to do it slowly. According to Rashi, you can say standing up, Rav Mohanan. Oh, that came from a pasuk. A little drush is near. I don't know, Kabbalah drush. I don't know. I came from on the left side. I looked up something.
Did you cover your face,
yeah, so the idea was like be mutaf to be covered up, and your hand doesn't cover you. I mean, those all these things happen. All things evolve later. But
a question that comes to my head is: isn't it a sorrow can you
go to what again? It seems to me. Why do we? Why do you put down paper and? According to Rav Rashi, will help. According to Rashi. Again. I think so. The Rambam says you sit on the side. You go and sit also. You sit on the ground. Remember those days you were sitting on the ground more. I think it's an offshoot of that. I think actually, truth of the matter is, I was in Dubai right before I came here, and the person has a museum, Ahmed something, he invites the whole yeshiva over for supper, and I came to no chairs, sit on the floor. He got a kosher meal, listen. I'm out of shape, myself, so I got me a chair. But everyone else is looking at the guys, even they lean over. I understood the Rambam, made more sense. Actually, interesting. I spoke to him because a lot of good conversation. So he's telling us how close we are, Abraham, and so on. So I said, but you guys play to Mecca, don't you pray across Muhammad is great. No, it's a rabbi. No. We pray that they believe that's what Avraham Avinu was. I said, but don't you pray to Muhammad? He said, no, rabbi. He said, we're not allowed to pray to any grave. Once you bury somebody, you never pray to any grave. I said, Ahmad, I said, you got to tell your about what your friends did. but I saw that sitting on the floor, mine right away, how easy it is just to lean over. Yeah.
So, according to the Rambam, right, it's Marahoda.
Right.
You can't do it on the Lord and Shabbos, et cetera, because you can't clean up.
Right.
It's just like there's no Marahoda on those things.
Right. Good question. So, Gemar Avoda, that's Avoda B'Yadayim. So, that's what you do on Shabbos. Right. But Avoda Tefillah is Avoda Shabbalev. Right. If you just stand like this, not your Tefillah. Right. If you just go back, not your Tefillah. So, Avoda Shabbalev. So if you don't have tefillin, it's not a relationship way. It's nothing. It doesn't count. It's not the action of laying on the floor. It's laying on the floor with tefillah, whether she makes this part of whether she believes. Right. That's good. I'm glad you pointed that point out. Right.
Just one more thing. Why isn't there a chesed
according
to the
Ravash?
Why? According to the Ravash. I mean, why does the chesed work between
there? He holds me to the chesed. He holds me. The pas says here. Every mask is looking about some lash to habos olel upon it. Upon it? That doesn't make a difference. It's down the floor upon it. That's what he says. Right? That's what he says. He holds into the, you go to mikveh, you can't have chatzitza. Don't do chatzitza. Can't do shtah on every mask. He quotes a gonam, which told that cheetah. Yes.
No, that's a vote.
No, because these are Shabbalev. The Kanim, they don't do Shechita, Sarika, they don't daven. That's a vote that we daven. Right, that's a vote. We don't vote the Shabbalev. We daven, you have to hold a knife. We don't vote the Shabbalev. Everything goes away. That's it. Finish. So our vote, we vote the Shabbalev. So our train has to be train of vote the Shabbalev. It has to be words.
So why would they institute the line?
By tefillah?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's very good because Ram says we model Avoda Shabbalev, model after Avoda Beis Hamikdash, right? Shachas Mincha Musa, right? So they have a conclusion, Yishtachavaya, and according to what we're saying, which was the rush that shows the humbleness of men, and Ram says we daven like every rabbi, makes it very clear, like to the point. Yes, I'm Avinu. Evel's their rabbi, right? That's a vote. It's a different form of Evel's their rabbi. It's Evel's their rabbi. That has a conclusion. We also have a conclusion. We got to have Trina. Trina is not a version of length. It's not Trina, it's not a version of length.
Just to have, just for us to copy the mics of Krishna, and now add into it.
Correct.
So is Tachanun without
justifying
like tefillah sitting down?
Tachanun,
yes, it's a devotion.
No. You have to show it's Gemara Avoda. You have to show. I'm holding the vote.
Isn't the Gemara Avoda the Tachanun?
No. It's the mic. It's like Shemesh needs Amida.
It's not mocking.
Eight things are not mocking, but the structure is structured after Amida. You have to stand up. You have to have Noha HaMikdash. And you have to have Ishtahavoya. Yeah, but it's not mocking, right? But you have to have the Tzur. You need the Tzur. Tzur is Amida, Noha HaMikdash. You have to have Ishtahavoya. The Tzur is needed. It's not mocking. But the Tzur was taken from the Harabayas.
Right, so just like Shmoneser has like Amida's like body position.
Right.
So
if you're the Tachnun and Akhav, right. Because that would show, that would be Muchach. It's a vote that you're doing Gmar. You're leaving like an Evet. Leaving, you're concluding your Tefillah like you're doing the Beis Hamikdash.
But there was a sense that if you didn't do the Shabbat,
according
to the
Rambam, if you said
the Tachnun sitting, there would be a key,
there would
be some
key,
there would
be
no.
No, probably nothing.
Why is it worse than saying Sibo down?
Oh, you mean it should be like tefillah sitting down?
Yeah.
Good question. Mean you do two rattles of yotze, and you don't do shtachavoya. Yeah, you still yotze tefillah, but that's a good question. I would be inclined to say no, because it has to be muchach. You have to know what you're doing. A guy could take a pair of tefillah now. He's showing gemar tefillah. You have to show gemar tefillah.
Don't you have to show Monday to Thursday is just clean out without
it's a good question. We're going to ask you to chart. Actually, if you choose the Svarim, do it first. Svarim to do, they do that. That's really, I think, it's a better way. That's a better way. Svarim do it first. Then they can say, we'll come after
you. You think it's more essential. You think the Svarim is more essential.
Absolutely. Because Shema Esrei, the Tefillah speaks of itself. He's saying, Eslachno, Tachanun is an addition. And it has to be Mitzur of Shema Esrei. So if you don't have the tzura, I would say it's not. That's what I would say.
Rabbi Jay?
Yes.
What about the minhag Eretz Yisrael of doing vidui? Is that a problem?
Doing what?
Vidui after the Amidah.
So you talk about that. I mean, it's something would be hefsik because tzura hatzvila. What says hefsik means, Rabbi Lozor's wife. She didn't get some to read it. She has some something to do it. But it's like you make a mochi, you want salt. You need the salt. So it's a tzarech. It's to put you in the position. Remember, it's to add to it. It's not considered hefsek. I say, guy starts with Ma'abra Sedra then. Yeah, that'd be hefsek.
Vidavim b'yichidus, can you do Pishat Vidayim Vergulayim?
Again?
Vidavim b'yichidus. Would you say you can do Pishat? Should you dive into the regular line, Mr. Chavaya?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say they say that Tzarev Chaim was home from Minchli Patron, went to Enshul. It was Nechzikyara, but in house he did it, right? So I would say a person wants to do it, he does it, right? The only thing is that if you bring a tefillah in the morning, so I just never solved that problem. It's interesting. The kain wore the tzitz. Kain wore the tzitz. I said, how do you do shachavaya with the tzitz? So remember, I one time gave a shiur on the meal according to the Rambam. I might have tzitz on it. So. The Radvaz wanted to say, because the string, first was a possible answer, the strings would drag on the floor. He says, not a good answer, because the floor Radvaz is Kodesh. It would drag on the floor, because Kedusha. So Kain Gadol is on, he does on the floor, on the Azara. It's Kodesh. Why can't he put on the floor? Because it has to have a matter, not a loader. So, but it's this, you say, it's part of others, so it won't be considered. Wouldn't be considered putting it on the floor. The floor is Kodesh. But tefillin, you got to be sure the tefillin is back. You don't put the tefillin on the floor. So that's the only thing. That's the only thing I would say you should be cautious of if you're going to want to do shtachavoya. If you want to take upon that. But also, I would just also suggest, I always hope people take upon a new avenue, a new chumrah, just start off with Bli Nedar. Because then, you can find yourself on the plane. And you can try to look for three people in Mat Nedar. You can find yourself in a lot of trouble.
So you're not
going to
be
cautious
for the
Rebushes?
Again?
So you won't
be
cautious
for the
Rebushes? A person wants to be Machma. The Rebushes
say
you're over this.
Why does the Avodish Belev of Nefilas Apayim have to be Tachanunim? Why couldn't it be Shevach?
Because you end off. You know, you want to end off tachanun. That's the concept with trina. You walk away with trina. That's shevach really was in Shemoneh Esrei. Now tachanun is that you end off with trina. That was the structure. Don't we have what's the last we have? Avinu Malkeinu, the last one. What? Chanei Vaneinu. Trina. That's where you end off. Okay, the last thing is you end off with Trina. You ready, Shevach Ador, you ready, D. You like to Shevach Ador. But Trina, you end off with Trina. Right. Okay, we'll stop here.
Okay. Hi, Moser. Question?
Yeah, question. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we mentioned before about not saying Nefilat HaPayim on Shabbat and Yom Tov because of the character of the day. So why not the Mincha beforehand?
Oh, that's a good question, right. So the Erev of the day, the Rav one time said, Rav said, every Kedusha needs a Hana. You can't have Kedusha without a Hana. I say, you want to make tefillin, you have to set aside. This is L'shem Mitzvah tefillin. By the Ibud, you have to shame Mitzvah tefillin, right? So every Kedusha needs, you want to be a carbon, you have to say, Hareza carbon Nadava, Hareza carbon Ola. So he said, that's the din of Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is tied to Yontif. It's the preparation of Yontif. So apparently the Rambam held, once you're in that, that's Sosa today. Can't do it, Sosa today. But by the way, you know, the Rav said a Tachnan on Tayas Esther. I'm familiar with that, right? And the Rav said, because Rav Shechter writes in his book, he said, yes, how you saying? He said, why not? He's saying, Anenu, that's Trina. So you, how can you have that? So right. So you see that that people got carried away. So therefore it fits in with Tainus, with Tzom. But Erev Shabbos has a din of already the expression of Shabbos today. Not like eat before all these halachas. Not eat before you have to. So that already takes away from the it conflicts with Tachana. That begins the confliction with Tachana.
No, right.
Good point. Right. Good point. Actually, you don't see by Erev Rosh Chodesh. Right, because Shabbos has Kedusha Yom of Issa Malacha. That's good. There's the Kedusha Yom of it's tied to Kedusha, but doesn't have the Issa Malacha. So therefore, he's right. That's a very good point. Therefore, Erev Rosh Chodesh, you do say Tachan. According to how you would say Tachan. Only Erev Shabbosos and Avri Yontif. Right, good point. Okay, I will stop here.
Yes. One question. Why does Rosh Chodesh have a din of a moed if the essence of the day is tied to kapara like Yom Kippur? According to the Rambam, there's no hishtachavaya by Rosh Chodesh, but there is by Yom Kippur. So if Rosh Chodesh also is an essence of kapara like Yom Kippur, why is it treated like a moed as opposed to Yom Kippur?
Okay, so first of all, the essence of Yom Kippur is trina. That's it, it's clear. Therefore, I'm sure because you say it. Rosh Chodesh, first of all, Rosh Chodesh wasn't there for trina. You see, by Rashi, Rashi says that it's kapara for the averus you don't know. That's why that's you don't do tachnis. It was a kapara for the averus that you never heard, you don't remember, you forgot about. And they quote the pasuk, Mishmur calls the pasuk with Rambam, where it has a pasuk. It connects Rosh Chodesh to Yontif. And you see through Tanakh by Shaul and Gamamach, Rosh Chodesh Yom, what are you doing, Rosh Chodesh? So you see, it did have some type of Kedusha status. That's clear. See, number two is, you see that even Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Tachanun on Trina, you don't say Trina on Rosh Hashanah. Because it's not a day for Trina. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is not a day for Trina. I think that's where the mistake came from, Yom Kippur Katan. I don't know where that came from. Not sure. But I think that was, they wanted to make up. I don't know. I don't know that Yom Kippur Katan, I know where that, I'm not sure where that came from, but I wouldn't be surprised something to do with that. But the essence of Rosh Chodesh is not a day for Trina. That's clear. It's clear from Rashi, and it's clear from the Torah, and it's clear that we don't do any Trina on Rosh Hashanah. We don't do Slachma Ravina. We don't do it. So it has, it's sort of like a moed with a het malacha. That's it. A moed with het malacha. That's what I would say.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Okay, we'll stop there.